Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Speaking of health, the healthiest states in America, and a study finds where you live could add 8 years to your life. Now, I cheated and looked at the top three headlines, Sam, and I know you've seen it too because you printed it. I would have guessed, I don't know in order, I would have guessed the top two, but I would have guessed they were in New England. I would have guessed that.
Okay, and why do you think that?
New Hampshire feels healthy-ish to me.
Like, okay.
It just seems like they're healthier up there.
Yeah.
So it turns out Vermont tops the list with a healthy states index score of 8.69. They have a life expectancy there of 78.4 years. New Hampshire and Washington State round out the top three.
So we've got the far northeast, yeah. The far northwest.
They've got clean air. They've got abundant outdoor recreation, extensive walking routes. Now, the highest life expectancy is Hawaii. Hawaii did not crack the overall top 10, but they come in with the highest life expectancy of 79.9 years.
So it really comes down less to where you live and more to what you do. They, of course, are rating
Correct.
It based off of how many gyms are available, how many healthy stores are available, parks, pools, things that get you out and get you moving. But if you don't do any of those things,
right,
this is not going to matter
to you.
You
can be super unhealthy and live in Hawaii.
So if you live in Kansas or Missouri, who happen to find themselves in the middle of the pack, Kansas is far better than Missouri. But if you live in Kansas or Missouri, you can still boost your life expectancy by fulfilling all of these things. Getting out,
right.
Getting active, eating right. Now, granted, if you live in downtown LA, you can't really do anything about the pollution score. But
I'm guessing you have access to gyms in downtown LA.
Yeah.
Right? So let me give you an idea of what the scoring system looks like. The very, very lowest score is 4.9. That is the bottom of the basement score, and your winner is Louisiana. Mississippi was actually a little bit better. Louisiana is dead last with a score of 4.9. New Hampshire is the highest at 8.4. So there's your parameter. Basically 5 to 8.5 is your parameter. Missouri, you come in at 6.05, and Kansas did quite a bit better at 7.51. And that's interesting to me because Colorado is 8.1. And I would have thought Colorado is among the healthiest. It's up there.
I also find it very interesting that they put a lot of weight in the percentage of adults that smoke.
Oh, yeah.
And the number of people that visit the hospital more than once. But it doesn't seem to apply that much because if you look at it, even the states with the top five have the higher percentages in those categories. Maine, 15.5% of adults smoke. And 13.7% of hospital visitors
right.
are going back pretty often.
So let me ask you this. How do they track smoking use? Is it through the taxes?
Probably just a survey, a random survey.
See, because to me, if you really want to know where the smokers are,
yeah.
you look at the sales tax. That's how you know. You don't call 5,000 random people and say, do you smoke? And then you take that number and somehow extrapolate out some bigger number and this is your number.
Sadly, that's how we do it most of the time.
I know. You just look at the taxes.
They just use data from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, who
okay.
apparently keep numbers on how many people smoke.
Okay. How can that add 8 years to your life? I mean, I think on average, you got to be careful with these averages.
Get outside, touch grass, breathe fresh air, work out, be active, eat right, you'll live longer.
Louisiana, by the way, ranks last, I told you, with 4.97 points. They are calling what's going on in Louisiana a, quote, health crisis across multiple measures. The state has the fewest gyms, less than a quarter of Vermont's rate, by the way. Smoking rates are the highest at 21%. Mm-hmm. And listen to this. The life expectancy in Louisiana is 72 years, whereas in Hawaii, remember, it was almost 80.
Yeah.
That's crazy. All right. When we get back, there is a big medical headline in the news today. You're going to see it on all the news channels tonight. It is in the Kansas City Star. We have had another hospital announce they will no longer be delivering babies. And why are more and more hospitals, man, especially in rural communities, you hear about the maternity deserts. Are we headed toward some form of maternity desert here? And what does it say? This is the second major hospital, by the way, I looked this up, in about a year that has closed down their maternity ward. So what's behind it?
And where did the demand go?
Well, yeah, women are still having babies.
Yeah.
So why are hospitals shutting down the maternity wards? We're going to talk about that with someone who really understands the sociology behind some of this.
Okay.
Coming up at 3 o'clock, and we actually scheduled this interview yesterday. I wanted to wait until we had more information about the shuttering of this maternity ward. That is coming up on Dana and Parks, 913-586-7798. Also, how much would you have paid for a slice of cake from Queen Elizabeth's wedding?
Ooh.
The number's
back then
in.
Or today?
Nope. Someone bought it.
Oh boy. Oh.
And would you eat it?
Oh,
we're
no.
About, you want to talk
you
about your life
expectancy?
Jinx, you owe me a Coke. We're back with much more on Dana and Parks straight ahead.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.